Dust settles for Comet Probe.
It's now stable and sending pictures home.
Automakers and your privacy.
Promising not to sell your information.
A town torn by tobacco sales.
You people make me sick.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A day after a stunning first, the spacecraft that's now clinging to a speeding comet has sent back its first picture. It shows a rocky surface with one of the lander's 3 feet in part of the frame. European space officials are trying to get a better handle on what's going on over the last 24 hours.
We are on the surface. What we do not know is exactly where we are and how we are there.
Harpoons designed to secure the probe failed, which means it bounced twice before settling down. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at Mission Control in Germany.
Scientists are trying to figure out what kind of terrain it came down in, whether it's more like a sandbox or an ice sheet. They do think that it landed somewhere in a shadow because the solar panels aren't getting the kind of sunlight that they need to recharge the batteries quickly.
And officials also aren't sure if a drill designed to get supplies will push the lander into space if it's deployed. Your new car has all the latest gadgets, GPS, Bluetooth, but is all that technology also a threat to your privacy? Automakers are taking some new steps designed to ease some worried minds. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Steve, we love how helpful all that technology is.
Drive 0.2 miles. Then turn right on Seabright Avenue.
But integrated car GPS and mobile communications gear sends a stream of information back to manufacturers about your location. So privacy concerns have prompted 19 automakers to make a promise to the Federal Trade Commission. They say they won't hand your information over to authorities without a court order, sell it to insurance companies, or bombard you with ads. This could be a move to head off privacy advocates who are calling for new laws requiring those protections.
A New York grand jury issued a subpoena for the airbag maker Takata to produce documents linked to those defective airbags. Those bags can send metal shards flying when they deploy. A death in Malaysia has now been linked to them. Now to Washington, where an unsettled U.S. Senate race is playing a role in the battle over the Keystone XL pipeline project.
Facing a December runoff for her Senate seat, Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu threw a political Hail Mary pass, calling for a vote on the Keystone pipeline, a project popular in her oil-rich home state.
This has been a project that has lingered far too long.
House Republicans responded by immediately scheduling their own vote on the pipeline, calling it the Cassidy-Keystone Solution, named for Landrieu's runoff opponent, Congressman Bill Cassidy. President Obama's postponed a decision on the project, opposed by environmentalists. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The government's extending many of the protections of standard bank accounts to increasingly popular prepaid cards. Those would include fraud relief and monthly statements. The upper Midwest is still in the fall deep freeze, with overnight lows in the single digits or below zero in some places. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the cold wave is now moving east and south.
A freeze watch is in effect all the way down to the Gulf Coast, southeast Texas, New Orleans, that region, on across through Alabama, Mississippi, even the panhandle of Florida.
In Kansas, it's not enough. There's been bone-chilling cold. There was also a magnitude 4.8 earthquake yesterday. This Wichita woman says it shook her home.
We heard like this big boom, and everything was toppled over, and we looked up here, and the ceiling had actually fallen through.
Just some scattered damage from the quake, which was also felt in parts of Oklahoma. Health workers in West Africa are about to begin what are being called accelerated clinical trials on possible Ebola drugs. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Doctors Without Borders, which is based in Switzerland, decided to open 3 of its treatment centers to these tests. Patients will be given 1 antiviral drug in Liberia. Another one will be tried in Guinea. Yet another group in Guinea will get blood transfusions. Doctors Without Borders says this is all being coordinated by the UN World Health Organization as an urgent project aimed at cutting the mortality rate from Ebola. Well over half of West Africans who get it have been dying. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Next week, Congress will investigate the soaring prices for generic drugs. A New England Journal of Medicine commentary says decreasing competition is the reason. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Basically, it comes down to supply and demand. The fewer companies that you have, the higher the price. And if it gets down to maybe 1 or 2 companies, well, they can charge whatever they want. How much does it cost? How much you got?
A generic antibiotic to treat Lyme disease has shot up 5,000%. An antidepressant has gone from 22 cents a pill to more than $8. An Indian doctor who performed sterilization procedures on 13 women who died is now under arrest. Authorities say last Saturday he performed more than 80 surgeries in just 6 hours, double the amount that's legal. President Obama is in Myanmar, the scene of two summit meetings. White House correspondent Peter Mayer is in the capital, Naypyitaw.
Prayers sound from inside the Golden Buddhist Temple in this city, described as one of the strangest capitals in the world, a government seat built from scratch out of a jungle. The capital is a study in contrast, a little-used multi-lane highway, and office buildings. The center of the city is dominated by this golden temple near a pen with albino elephants, symbolizing good fortune. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Myanmar.
Back here at home, a public hearing on a proposal to ban all tobacco sales in Westminster, Massachusetts, dissolved last night amid booing and shouting. WBZ-TV reporter Julie Lonchick was on hand.
It was over before it started.
All right, this hearing is closed.
Westminster Elementary was filled to capacity for Wednesday night's Board of Health hearing, but only a handful of the dozens who wanted to speak did.
You people make me sick. I find smoking to be one of the most disgusting habits anybody could possibly do. On top of that, I find this proposal to be even more of a disgusting thing.
Businesses say such a ban would have devastating consequences and expect to lose tens of thousands of dollars annually.
The town board hopes to make a decision next month.
It's a beautiful day.
May have been a beautiful day, but yesterday had an unusual twist for U2 frontman Bono. His private plane lost a rear hatch just before landing in Berlin, Germany. Luggage on board was lost, but the plane landed safely. Nobody was hurt. Plenty of health fears in Britain for thousands of people who visited one particular dentist. Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
More than 22,000 patients treated by a dentist over 30 years are being called in for blood tests. The now suspended dentist, Desmond DeMello, used dirty gloves and unsterilized equipment. At least one woman died after being treated by him. Mother of three, Rebecca Lawrence, says she's frightened her family might have contracted HIV or hepatitis.
I was absolutely furious. Horrified, just shocked that it's gone on for such a long period of time.
The dentist was secretly filmed by a colleague who blew the whistle. Police are investigating. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
A report out today on college costs finds they continue to rise. A 3.7% hike at private schools was the highest increase, according to the College Board. Add in room and board, and an in-state public school costs just under $19,000 a year. Private school, around $42,000. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.